Hope is faith in the future tense. Hope is faith in the future tense. Scripture reminds us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we've had 50 days of really some very practical teaching that has built up our faith. Just even now, Elizabeth very kindly said, just to say that her head was full of rubbish. But this time has just really helped her get her thinking together. She's known a joy and a happiness. And I think that's one of the things where, you know, we can see what God is doing amongst us. Now, hope takes our eyes off ourselves and orientates us to be other-centered. Because our confidence is in God and what He has done for us. Our confidence isn't in ourselves. We're not looking at ourselves anymore. We're looking at Him. We're confident in what He can do for us. And so Juliet's just going to finish us? He's going to finish our service for us. Just by reading something that we all need to hear.
Well, it's the beginning of Philippians, Paul's letter to the Philippians, and he's praying for them. And he's full of joy from the first day that he met them until now. And he is confident. He's confident of this, that he, God, who began the good work in us, will carry it through to completion until the day of Christ.
Amen.
So God has begun this, whether it was the beginning of Transformed or the beginning of our Christian life or today. He will carry it through to completion. That's the beginning of Philippians.
Thank you, Julia. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our time together. Lord, we ask those prayers that we've put on the board, those goals, those areas of healing that we need. Lord, we ask, would you bring them to completion? Our trust, our hope is in you. Be our vision, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Thank you very much for your time. We look forward to seeing you next week for Palm Sunday. Please do grab your children from Children's Works. And we'll see you next week.